The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Allowing yourself to connect to your present moment experience, connecting to the experience of the body, as the Buddha says, we can simply be aware of the body as a body. And in that body, it can be helpful to support the mindfulness, to support the ability for this natural quality of knowing what's happening in the present moment, to relax, to allow there to be relaxation, maybe considering that relaxation at the beginning to be kind of a little bit of a focus for the awareness, for the mindfulness. Allowing the awareness of the body, maybe in a scan just through the body gently, connecting to the experience of your head and face and seeing if there can be a softening or relaxation of that area of the body. Relaxing the neck and shoulders. Arms and hands. Seeing if there can be a softening of the chest, the upper back, all those muscles around the rib cage. I often find as I come to that area and allow there to be a relaxation of that area, that there's a kind of a natural deeper breath that arises. And so you might explore taking a deeper breath at this point and noticing how that stretches those muscles around the rib cage and supports a relaxation both in the stretching and the release. And maybe then letting the breathing return to normal. Continuing to explore relaxing across the stomach and abdomen. Middle and lower back. Hips. Legs. Feet. And then in my own exploration of exploring relaxation, looking at what supports the mind to settle in, I found a kind of a way to check in inside the body, just noting or seeing with a kind of an inclination. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. All of this encouragement to explore physical relaxation does support, create conditions to help the mind to be able to relax. A mind that is tense, that's not relaxed, is that habitual mind that's caught up in worries, concerns about the past and the future. And when the mind relaxes, it kind of can naturally land right here in this present moment. Receiving what's already here. And that's a nice place to start to connect with mindfulness, letting go of consciously aiming towards relaxation, but with as much relaxation as is here, and settling back and seeing what is already being received in experience. What's obvious? Another way to put that, it's obvious. Often that some physical experience, the body sitting upright, the breathing happening, maybe sounds. And so exploring this relaxed, receptive quality. Very natural kind of aspect of mindfulness. We can also choose to direct the attention with mindfulness, but for now, let's just explore settling back and receiving. Kind of like allowing what wants to show up, and you stay available. Not pushing anything away. Not trying to hold on to something as it comes through, but just being receptive, allowing what wants to show up for this period for a few moments. It can take some kind of remembering to stay connected with what is coming to us, what's being received. A gentle kind of remembering. I'm aware, there's awareness, and what's obvious, just kind of keeping that in mind. Sometimes in this kind of exploration, what becomes obvious is what we have, what we're familiar with paying attention to, and that's fine. Very naturally, for some, the attention may gravitate towards the breath, or perhaps the whole body, kind of the experience of the body sitting. That's fine. Exploring perhaps a receptive quality to where the mind gravitates. Receiving, if the breath, for instance, is the place the mind has gravitated. Receiving an in-breath. How does the breath want to show up? How does the breath express itself in this moment? Receiving an out-breath. And in that kind of receptive exploration, and for you it may be, you know, other experience, hearing or other body sensations. Allowing that receptive exploration to not hold tightly to that area. But it can also kind of be inclusive or allow other things to perhaps be on the periphery. You don't have to try to push other things away. So maybe while breathing in and knowing where, receiving an in-breath, there's also awareness of the sound of my voice. Kind of effortlessly, more awareness of other body sensations, kind of hold a light connection or touch to some area of experience, but then allowing that connection to make us available to receive a more broad experience. Thanissaro Bhikkhu uses a beautiful analogy that I'll end this guided reflection with. We can think of a candle sitting in the middle of a room. We might look directly at the candle, focus on the flame. Or we can kind of be interested and curious about that candle lights up the whole room. Aware of the candle and the light from the candle lighting up the whole room. So likewise, a connection with the experience of breath. We can connect to that, and the awareness of that can connect much more broadly. We can stay with that gentle thread of connecting, and the awareness can light up a much broader range of experience.